The European Union climate chief, Artur Runge Metzger, says his organization wants greenhouse gas emissions cut by one half by the middle of the century.
We would like to see global average temperatures staying within a rise of 2 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. And that will require that global emissions go down by at least 50% of the 1990 emissions by the year 2050.
Greenhouse emissions are thought to be causing global warming. Metzger downplayed differences between the EU and other countries on reduction targets, saying he believes the response to the 50% proposal has been increasingly positive. He noted that Japan, Canada, and some members of the U.S. Congress have expressed support for the idea. Those same countries, however, have been targeted by environmental groups who say they have failed in their initial statements here to come out strongly enough for significant cuts. Hans Verholm of the group WWF says Japan is being criticized for not including binding targets in its proposal for emission control discussions.
That, in our view, would be quite disastrous. It would delay action and it would, in fact, lead to dangerous climate change.
Japan says its proposal is merely an attempt to get the conversation started, and UN Climate Change Chief Ivo de Boer has also sought to downplay any differences. De Boer repeatedly points out that the Bali conference is not meant to produce a new climate change treaty to replace the Kyoto Protocol. That 1997 agreement is set to expire in 2012.
This meeting in Bali will not finalize a post-2012 climate change deal. That's much too complicated to do in 10 days. But what it can do is put in place a two-year process to work towards such a deal.
Even the 2-degree temperature rise that the European Union talks about is predicted to have serious effects on humans and the environment. The UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has predicted such a rise would increase the frequency of damaging storms and make 30% of the world's species more vulnerable to extinction. Thousands of delegates from more than 180 countries are at the meeting, which is due to run through December 14th. Trish Anderton for VOA News, Bali.